Aaron, with Marquise being hurt, Martellus missing a game, Williams gone now, Santonio coming in, Zach Miller getting hurt, how much of a disruption is that to the passing game, to you, to Jay, to the offense as a whole?
Well, it's definitely a different plan than originally expected, but each year you have to have a balanced offense and different personnel grouping. So what we have planned is being a big three wide receiver team, and with Marquise down, we have to find somebody to step in, and we've added players and we've tried different guys. And with that, then we have to have a good balance. We feel like we have a good group of tight ends still with the three that are left, and we have a good fullback. So for us to be able to go into a game with a balanced game plan now with 21 personnel, 12 personnel, somebody's phone, 12 personnel, 21 personnel. It was this one. It was yours. We just need balance, and we can adjust. The offense is built to adjust that way, and that's what you have to do during the year. We just have an opportunity to work on it prior to the year.
Looking at your line, it looks like, you know, Friday you'll have at least one new alignment in there, and O-line and a new receiver, and allowed to stay in the league. Is that seems like a recipe for trouble. How do you guys prepare yourselves to make sure it's not?
You know, this is a perfect setup. To be honest, it's perfect. It's perfectly set up where we're playing the Super Bowl champions. It's game three of preseason. We're trying to see where we are, and if we're doing great, we can't get too big headed, and if we're doing poorly, we can't get too down. We still have a couple weeks before the season starts, and we're still in that evaluation mode. Although we are timing the offense, we are working with guys to have a rhythm with the offense. And I thought, although not always successful, you can't always, in preseason, you can't always rely on the result of a play on how much success you had in that play. So what I'm saying is, if 10 guys that you were planning on did well and one guy didn't that you might not be planning on, the whole offense isn't going down because that one guy had that problem. Now, when the season starts, yeah, that's a problem. But so we feel it's good. It's going to be a loud stadium. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's a chance for us to work on silent cadence and work on – we're going to go to the West Coast, so we have to spend the week understanding how we're going to prepare our minds and our bodies and our time clocks to play on the West Coast, because we're going to have to do it again in a couple weeks in the regular season.
Frank with us about the running game so far in the preseason, how it could be better. Said it's more so just cleaning it up because it's one guy here and there. What's your assessment of the problems that so far?
Yeah, he's exactly right. It's been one guy here or there when we're not gaining yards early. But the more football you watch, the more you realize the running game doesn't always get started quickly in the first quarter. Well, we're taking our ones out after 10 plays or after 14 plays in this last couple games. So the twos came in and have gained yards and done some things. And we had some runs that hit, and we got called back for an insignificant holding, which is a holding. It's not insignificant, but the fact that the play would have worked either way. So it's a process, and we're working the process. And do we need to put the pedal to the metal? Yes. But at the same time, we're working on it, and the guys know what they have to do to get better. Jordan Mills had a lot of practice before being injured, so we believe that he could be ready physically and mentally due to the practice he had in training camp prior to getting hurt. Obviously, we'd like him back as soon as we can. We're lucky to be in a situation right now where the backup, Michael Ola, went in and played well in the game, so you know, it's really on Jordan to come back in and be ready.
You mentioned getting your body ready for the West Coast. How do you do that?
Well, what we're doing is we're making sure our sleeping patterns are right. We're making sure when we're going to bed, changing the times that we start, and getting guys in eating patterns late in the week that'll fit the West Coast. So that's the plan.
What's the bedtime this week?
Well, right now we're trying to get 10:15-ish, getting in bed, and some guys are earlier because we start early around here. So we're trying to get them in 10:15 now, and then tomorrow we're going to start an hour later, and back that thing up an hour, and start adjusting, eating late on the game the day before we go to the game. You know, moving the day back, understanding when we eat, when we go to bed, those kind of things.
Can you practice at the same time the game would be played?
You could if it was.
You're not going that far.
No.
What about the sound? Are you?
We are definitely, yes. If you were in here, I'm surprised you didn't hear it in the Peyton Center today. It was really loud, and then yesterday we did it as well. We were using sound for all our team periods on offense.
Does noise do more than just make it hard to hear, actually distract people and keep them from being settled and even remembering what they need to do?
Well, yes, because first off, you have to hear the play in the huddle, and the quarterback has to get it from in the microphone, and as loud as that is in your ear, it's still not that loud. So when it's as loud as it is at Seattle or some of the domes around the league, it is a hindrance. So we've been practicing calling the play over the headset with blaring noise in Jay's ear, and then him going in the huddle and calling it when it's loud, and then going to the line of scrimmage and it being loud. And so they can't communicate as much verbally, and they have to do it through hand signals or just knowing what we're doing. So we can help them with a game plan that would be effective in noise. So what does that mean? Well, you got to make sure that there aren't a lot of complications in the game plan that could be affected if they couldn't hear.
That's an advantage already for Seattle in a sense that you have to limit your.
That's the difference between that's the difference between home and away.
Coach, have you noticed any difference in Jay, not the football player, but just the man, in terms of his temperament, the way he carries himself this year?
We've absolutely noticed. I think everybody in the building has noticed a difference in Jay, and none of us knew Jay very well before getting here last year, and we worked through the year, and that first year is always hard on everybody. But what we see and what I see in Jay Cutler right now is a guy that's leading the group, a guy that is approachable and is working to make everybody better, because he realizes that it's important that everybody's on the same page with him. And he's worked with receivers, he talked with linemen, he's working with the running backs constantly, and that's a maturity on his part of knowing the offense, knowing what we want as coaches, and feeling good about being the leader that he is. So it's been a very good start of the year that way. You know, Santonio was here, probably he had signed his contract, and 60 minutes later he was on the field with Jay throwing routes. So, and that was totally Jay and him doing it. And just getting in timing, getting a feel for how fast he is, the speed, how he's going to look in and out of cuts. And so they started right away, and they've continued since.
That was Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon.
Have you been impressed with Santonio as obviously embracing a different role, a guy who used to draw the top corner and now is surrounded by Pro Bowlers and just needs to be kind of a complimentary piece?
You know, it's really probably it'd be a positive. I haven't talked to Santonio about it, but it would be a positive when you have two good players next to you that you got a better chance of getting open. And he has been impressive in practice, this, especially today he stood out.
Could he be the number three by the start of the regular season, or is that unrealistic?
Well, I think that Santonio is a seasoned veteran that understands offenses, so as soon as he learns, he changes his English to Spanish and understands our route concepts and how they fit together and what things mean. It would be an advantage to everybody if he was.
I don't know if you said
how long is.
I'm curious, how long did Jay play, or how long could he play
in this game?
Yeah.
Typically in game three of the preseason, you'd like to come out after halftime and play another series and get used to that. Now, whether it will or not, it's all in the play count and how the game's going, but that's what we typically shoot for in this game as a whole entire offense. If Santonio Holmes is going to play, Jay's going to rely on him. So Jay knows that he has to be on the same page with him. And so the faster he can get to know him, the better off he's going to be. And that's, I think, his goal.
Thank you.